by the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save.
Hello, my friend. Dan Riley reaching out to you today. So much gets in our way, and it's amazing how place is important, where we are. So I'm sitting here with this snow, not thinking about being somewhere else, but trying to let all that is here, let it welcome it all in. In for a small world, word is a very big word. It lets all the world, all creation. It lets us know, let is an interesting word in itself. It allows us to choose, to open to all that abides within. William Blake has a quote that comes to mind now, which is quite a lovely one about, as we look around the world, all that is without is truly within. Jesus is talking to us a bit about that in John's Gospel that we hear this weekend, John 15, 1-8. When he talks to us and uses an image of ourselves as vines, vines that are growing up from within the one who is the vine. We're branches reaching out from the beautiful, now coming alive vine. Recently, a friend of mine sent me a picture from Sonoma, California, and it was of a sprig of a grapevine with new leaves arising from the bud they were in, while the rest of the branch had been cleaned, pruned, trimmed down, looking almost lifeless as grapevines and similar vines might, trees even sometimes. You and I know from over the seasons that these very vines, these trees, receiving, letting in the new moisture from the earth rising up in them, taking in the sunlight, begin to shoot forth new life. Related to this sense of in is the beautiful image Jesus gives us when he asks us to remain in him. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches, branching out as we do into our days, but now coming back into this moment to feel and sense ourselves within, growing up from the vine itself. Feeling the vine, the abidingness of God within us, the promise of Jesus that God remains in us. We hear this in St. Romuald's brief rule that I love, where he invites us to realize how all that you are in God's presence is here. Stand here with the attitude of one who stands before the emperor. Empty yourself completely. Sit waiting, content with the grace of God. There's this openness that happens to us as we allow ourselves to be here, to let ourselves be open to the one who is here. St. Francis, and I quote it often, also speaks to this beautiful reality as a wanderer and preacher and mendicant here, there, and everywhere. He says simply to us, create within yourself a place where God might dwell. Create within yourself a place where God might dwell. Be still and know that I am God dwelling in you. In our overly objectified world, we look, I do anyway, for a lot of things out and around me. Like the birds before me have been waiting to see if I would put seed out here. But the withinness of life, which is so rich and nourishing for us, is a hidden reality, we might say. It's a divine hiding, present, not withdrawing, not withholding, but enduring, remaining, the remaining word. Ah, wow, what a word. Remain in me. If you remain in me and in my words, my word remains in you. Ask whatever you want and it will be done for you. By this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. So you and I, in times like this, are just here to learn a little bit more, maybe to feel and sense this beautiful God abiding in us and inviting us to open ourselves to the world that abides within us. It invites us, interestingly enough, not to withdraw, to get the strength and gumption and grace and goodness to get out and do something. Yes, we need to do that. And drawing aside and rest and prayer certainly helps that. Not fully accomplishes it, but it, we would say in our world, fuels us for that. But this deeper welcoming of the one who is within, this coming to hear, see, and experience the indwelling of God allows us to go into the world that barely knows, it seems at times, that God dwells here within, among, inter, with us all. And so we then go to greet God, see God, find God, celebrate God, bow before God, feed God, and the poor, the needy, our friends, the people we'll be with later today or tomorrow. We move beyond, and it calls me to beyond anger and frustration, to this wonderful felt sense of God's peace here, now. This remaining that is truly the abiding presence of a living God that is brought you and me to this moment, this place and time where we can rise up and be the people that we are for others, only happens when we're the buds that branch out, the pruned ones that now in the springtime of our lives are bringing forth new leaves and soon new fruit. It all takes time, but first intentionality. And the reality of feeling and hearing and experiencing the call from within to let that which is within rise up, to sit with what is with us, the Lord, the one who remains in us, dwells in us, abides in us. Be still. And know that I am God. Be still, my friend, and feel the cells changing and moving into leaves for a new season. Be still and feel the sense of expectation. Know the God who dwells within. Be still and know. Experience this God here now. Be still and know that this one is the God of all creation. On this day, wherever you are, and in this moment where we abide together, may we, as Greg and I wish and pray for you, may we become we even more as we receive the one who dwells in me, in you, and in everyone. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night.
For more information about Mount Irenaeus, visit www.mountainonline.org. Join us in making all things new.
I will